Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Katarina Sariva. A pandemic-era federal program to help mid-sized businesses may now be putting them in a crunch. Katarina, let's start out talking about the Main Street Lending Program. How did this work?
Yeah, hi. So this was one of the programs that was set up at the very beginning of the COVID pandemic. It was part of the CARES Act, which was enacted at the end of March of 2020. And it basically tasked the Federal Reserve with setting up a lending program for these mid-sized businesses. So you'll probably remember that we had the PPP program for small businesses. And then we also had a bunch of capital market and more broadly market supporting programs that the Fed also did. But there was kind of this hole for, you know, companies that are bigger than small businesses and smaller than the ones that would tap capital markets. And these companies, of course, still employ a ton of people in the economy. So lawmakers wanted to do something for them as well. So the Fed set this up as a lending program. Companies could take out five-year loans. And basically, the first year, you would not have to make any payments. Then the second year, you'd pay only interest. In the third and fourth year, each year you would have a 15% balloon payment on your loan. And then in the fifth year, which we're entering now, you have a 70% balloon payment.
Why do they have to pay this back when there are so many people that got loan forgiveness?
Yeah, so whenever you have a program set up through the Federal Reserve, it has to be paid back. They cannot give out money. It has to be a lending program. But I mean, this does beg the question of why didn't Congress just make this into a program where they were, you know, handing out money like they did basically with the PPP. And at the time, I mean, you'll remember there was just a lot of, it was pretty controversial already how big the CARES Act was. It was a $2.2 trillion act. That is the biggest economic support program we've ever had in the U.S. And it was just getting bigger and bigger. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of political appetite to do another big direct help program for these mid-sized businesses. So it wasn't going to happen in terms of direct payments. It had to be loans.
Now, Katarina, what exactly is the government likely to do, and can they do anything to help them out?
Yeah, it's tough. So a lot of companies, you know, at first it was okay and they were doing okay with these loans. But what has happened is that the interest payments have really gone up a lot because, of course, we've had a rise in interest rates and to a level that probably was unimaginable back in 2020, right? So companies are struggling right now, especially as these balloon payments come due. I mean, certainly not all of them. Some companies have been able to pay back these loans, but we are seeing seeing rising defaults. So what we've seen so far is we've had some companies kind of refinance this through their banks, where you have the bank paying, you know, the loan off to the Federal Reserve and creating basically a new just private loan with the borrower. We've also seen companies file for bankruptcy and try to restructure it that way, like in bankruptcy court. But there's not a ton of recourse. I mean, some companies have asked the Fed to extend the term of their loan, so to make it go beyond 2025, 2026, but the Fed is not extending anything beyond 2026. It is that there, it's pretty constrained by the law in terms of what it can do with these loans.
Well, it's a tough position to be in. That is Bloomberg's Katarina Saraiva. You can hear our tech and business reports right here on KCBS at 12:30 during the week. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Week. Days at 8 a.m.